Welcome to Crappy Friends, the podcast that discusses female friendships, the good, the bad, the ugly.
Girl power defeating bitchery since 2018.
I'm New York Times bestselling author Kristen Higgins.
And I'm USA Today bestselling author Joss Day.
And we're best friends.
We are. Even during these ridiculous times, we
remain. Especially during these ridiculous times.
Oh my gosh.
Really, I would have been admitted to an insane asylum. If they still have those.
If they still have them, not even
know. I mean, yeah. You know, we have talked about the need for something in between a psych ward and the craziness of life. Our spa hospital,
that's right. And
half hospital, half spa. You know, a place where people are sent to bed, tucked in with heavy blankets in a very cold room. You know, they're required to get like a massage and maybe do some meditation and get like an infusion of vitamin B or whatever.
Yes.
Like wander the grounds and then be told, I'm sorry, Ms. Day, it is time for your nap. This is what we need. You know, everyone's having nervous breakdowns and there's nowhere for us to go.
Yeah, we need it.
So check it out. Look, if you'd like, we should start a GoFundMe for the sponsor.
We should.
We just want to buy a nice piece of property with a lot of bedrooms and we'll take it from there, folks. We've already got a nurse on board. We've got a therapist on board.
We do. We have a lot of people ready to go, really.
Yeah, we're ready. All right, so why don't we get to this week's letter? Okay. Joss, why don't you go ahead?
Okay. I have these two friends. Let's call them Goofy and Daffy. They had been close friends for years before I came into the picture, which was in high school, about 6 years ago. From the beginning, I got along with Goofy a lot more. Over the years, Goofy and I have gotten very close, and Goofy has expressed to me many times that Daffy has always followed Goofy since they have been friends, clings to Goofy, and gets very jealous of Goofy's other friends, usually not liking the other friends. With that being said, Daffy has always given me different vibes. They gossip a lot, even about their good friends, including me, many times. And when it comes time for me to open up about serious family matters or mental health stuff, Daffy seems to always make it about them. It feels very much like a give and take friendship. I have honestly always felt that Daffy only pretended to be friends with me at first because Goofy and I got along, which Daffy has done before. I have brought little things up to Daffy in the past, explaining that I felt left out at times or that Daffy never reaches out to me and that they always cancel on plans unless Goofy is there. But Daffy always comes up with excuses and has never ended with a genuine apology on their end. This has caused me to stop reaching out and not share things in front of Daffy. So I've truly tried distancing myself and, quote, growing apart naturally so there would be no drama. But Daffy lives with Goofy. And like I said before, Daffy does whatever Goofy does. So most of the time when I make plans with Goofy, Daffy ends up inviting themselves because, quote, they're part of the group, unquote. But I know Daffy does not care to see me. So is it a FOMO, jealousy, territorial competition thing? It has gotten to the point where Goofy and I will hang out in secret when Daffy is not home to ask where Goofy is going. And I hate that. The secret hangouts and self-invites only make me resent Daffy more. At this point, I have to believe that Daffy knows I'm much closer with Goofy than I am with Daffy. And part of me thinks that Daffy only hangs out with Goofy and I to be involved in Goofy's life as much as possible. I've brought this up with Goofy many times, and they agree that Daffy is not a good friend to me. Goofy understands that I don't want to hang out with Daffy every time I see Goofy, hence the secret hanging out. But it is hard because Daffy idolizes Goofy, and they have been friends for so long and are practically attached at the hip. I will also add that Daffy is a much better friend to Goofy. However, she's still not a great friend. With all that being said, I do not want to hurt Daffy's feelings. I truly think we are just not meant to be friends. and I have very different views and in life. But what do I do? This friendship is so emotionally and mentally draining. But Goofy is my best friend, and I really do not want any drama. I just want to keep my relationship with Goofy without feeling like I'm stuck in a friendship with Daffy. Sincerely, Mickey Mouse.
That is a sticky problem.
Yeah.
In that it does seem that Daffy is like glitter all over Goofy and you can't get rid of her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think, however, that this is Goofy's problem and not yours.
I agree completely, 100%.
I feel like if Goofy is too codependent, that she can't say, I have plans tonight, Daffy. I won't be home till 11. Then that's something that Goofy needs to look at.
Yes.
You know, that being said, I think Goofy obviously gets something out of this friendship with Daffy. They live together. You say that, you know, she's idolized by Daffy. So that's pleasant to have somebody idolize you. Mm-hmm. A lot of it might be habit that, you know, they've been friends for a long time. And so it's just automatic to do everything. I think you're very young adults. If I read this right, you're 6 years out of high school or less maybe. And so this is a time I've been discussing this with a lot of 20 somethings. It's a decade of insecurity.
Yeah.
A lot happens in your 20s. You graduate, you move, you get jobs, you have relationships, you might move again. Maybe you'll get married. Maybe you'll become a parent. Everything is so up in the air. So it could be that Goofy is clutching Daffy to her because she needs a security blanket.
Mm-hmm.
I think what the best thing for you to do to maintain your friendship with Goofy is say, you know, I'd love for us to get together and I really don't want Daffy included. And, you know, she's not as warm and interested in me as she is with you. So it's always kind of awkward. And I know you get this. I know you understand this. And we've talked about this before. So I just don't want to do three things. You know, threesome things. That sounds dirty, but I don't want to do things the three of us. I just want to see you. And, mm-hmm. you know, I value our friendship so much and I don't mean to make you uncomfortable, but I do think that you should be able to make your own social plans and not have to have Daffy along.
Right. Well, that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, and it's the hardest to do when we're so young is to make plans and not include other people. And the truth is you should, Goofy, in fact, should be able to do this. She should be able to say to Daffy, I have plans with Mickey, and I'll see you at around 10 when I get home.
Yeah.
And be done.
And then you can do the same thing with Daffy, you know.
Yes.
But on Saturday, you and I are going to play mini golf, you know.
And that's exactly how you do it. It's not that you're restricting her from coming with you. It's that you have plans with this person and then you'll have plans with this other person. I think I like that you don't like doing things in secret because that's important. It's the secrecy and the behind the backness of it all is not great. And I think that's important that you see that it's not a good thing. But Kristen is right. It really is up to Goofy to explain to Daffy that she has separate friendships and that she should be allowed to see each friend however she wants to with Daffy, without Daffy, as she pleases. This is how it goes. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing about having separate friendships that is some sort of indictment of her relationship with Daffy, right? So she needs to be the one to say all these things to Daffy.
But until she does.
Yeah.
Until Goofy takes it up with Daffy, it's not your problem.
Yeah.
It's if Goofy has to tiptoe out of the house or hide her texts or whatever, then she's choosing to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You are just going to the cafe or the restaurant or the park where you're meeting. Mm-hmm. You don't have to keep a secret. You're not talking to Daffy, right? And if Daffy texts you or something and says, are you hanging out with Goofy tonight? Because I want to come. Mm-hmm. Don't respond.
Yeah. You don't have to respond to that.
You don't have to respond to that, you know. And, you know, you could also say yes. Mm-hmm. You know, just leave it at that. But you're not responsible for the dynamic that exists between the two of them. You can't fix it. This is up to the two of them to work out.
Right.
And as long as you're able to speak these truths of yours out, you know what, that I'm uncomfortable, that I feel like we have to meet in secret. That's a perfectly normal thing to say.
Yeah.
It's not normal to have to sneak out past your roommate.
Right.
You know, I mean, I don't have to do that with my husband. I just say, I'm going to see Joss tonight. I'll see you later, honey, you know? And so it's not super healthy on Goofy's side, but we can't speak to that because we don't know Goofy. Goofy hasn't written to us. It'd be interesting if she did.
That would be interesting. I was just about to say, it'd be great if she did.
Yeah. And, you know, there can be times where the three of you do something.
Yeah.
Let's say 3 times a year, you know?
Yeah. Why not?
If that's going to make Goofy happy and make Goofy's life a little easier, she needs to say that though. Like, I would really appreciate it if you came to Daffy's birthday party.
Yeah.
Even though you're young, you're very mature in writing this letter. We both already like you.
Yes.
Hang out with you. Because you're smart, you're emotionally intelligent, and you picked up on the vibes with Daffy, and you have made the decision that you are not comfortable being her friend and spending time with her. And, you know, you want to cultivate a healthy adult relationship with Goofy. So you're doing all the right things. Now you just have to say some things out loud.
Yeah. I think it's important to mention again that it's totally normal to have relationships with one person and not with another. That's a normal thing. Because the way it sounds here in this letter, it sounds as if you feel bad for not liking Daffy as much as Goofy does. And maybe you just don't click. It is what it is. This is how life goes. You don't have to feel bad about that. And to be honest, neither should Daffy and neither should Goofy. The fact is that they do. And you can only control what you do with your relationships with them.
I get the impression that since this has been a pattern the whole time that you've known them, that Daffy must be with Goofy at all times. There's probably some trauma or mental health issue going on with Daffy that she uses Goofy to soothe. And, you know, it's not normal for Daffy to be like caramel on Goofy's skin.
Mm-hmm.
And there's probably a reason that she only has one friend, but it's not your reason to solve.
Mm-hmm.
You're not her therapist. And it's really not Goofy's to solve either, but it sounds like this is a pattern that Goofy has not been strong enough to break just yet.
Right. And she's going to have to be. I mean, you can, if Daffy sort of end runs and emails you or texts you about, you know, are you and Goofy going out tonight? You can say something like, yes, I invited her out. And that's normal. That's perfectly normal. You have to understand that. You don't have to invite everyone out. If you invited one person, not everyone has to go. Daffy might get upset over that, but it's not for you to deal with that. You're doing the normal thing. You've invited your friend out. That's normal.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm just like letting this spiral a little bit. Say you made a reservation for two at this restaurant so that you and Goofy can have a nice dinner. And Daffy shows up insisting to be included. This is a time for you to say, I'm sorry. This is not okay with me.
Mm-hmm.
This is a night that I arranged with Goofy to spend time together, the two of us. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to respectfully ask you to leave, Daffy. Mm-hmm. Daffy almost sounds like a stalker, but again, I'm a fiction writer. I'm letting this spiral a little bit. Think about what you want to say to Goofy. Say it clearly and kindly. Mm-hmm. And say that it makes you uncomfortable. And, you know, and again, put it on her. It's her responsibility. You don't have to keep your date a secret. Mm-hmm. She does. So, yeah. You know, say, maybe I don't really want to hear that you had to sneak out to come visit me. That makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That's for you and Daffy to figure out.
Yeah. Yeah. And, agreed. 100%.
So good luck, sweetheart. And we would love to hear from you again and let you know. Hear how it goes. We have another letter from some young folks. Mm-hmm. And it's very brief, but it's kind of on the same note. Dear ladies, I am a part of a group of four friends, Natasha, Mari, and Haley, not their real names. We all attend the same high school. Whenever Mari and Haley get together without me and Natasha, they send us Snapchat pics and bombs with their Instagram pics of the two of them having what looks like an amazing time. It would not be so bad if it were a few photos, but it's a lot. The trouble is, we weren't invited to the events they are together in. We've tried to express it nicely that we don't want the incessant sending of their photos. It's getting way too annoying. I hope you can help. Signed, make it stop for the love of God. A great signature.
Yeah, that is awesome.
Okay, make it stop. This one's easy. Mm-hmm. Ask them directly. Just say, you know, please don't send us pictures of you guys hanging out when we haven't been included in that event. It seems like you're trying to make us feel bad by inundating us with pictures. If they don't respect that, block them.
Yeah.
Block them the next day. You know, mute them, block them. Just, you can control this, honey. You know, this is within your control. If it's way too annoying, you know, I know it's hard for you youngsters, but you can turn off your phone too.
That's true too. You can turn off your phone. And I would say to, you know, try and just sort of, I mean, I would ignore it. If someone is like sending me a million pictures, I'd be like, hey, you look great. And then go on about my business, because I don't know what sending all those pictures is supposed to mean. I guess I'm too old. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. I don't know what that's supposed to do for me. It doesn't do anything to me. It doesn't make me feel bad. Yeah. It doesn't make me feel like I've missed out.
Yeah.
Maybe they need validation.
You know, Make It Stop and Natasha are feeling bad. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they are feeling like they're missing out because their two closest friends are constantly telling them they're missing out. Look at all the fun we're having. You're not here. We're sending you these pictures. Why are they doing it to make you feel included? If so, it's not working. Mm-hmm. And if they're doing it to make you feel jealous, then they're mean people. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So be very direct. Make it stop. You know, say, hey, I would really appreciate you not not flooding my Snapchat with pictures of you. Mm-hmm. And I'm not included. You know, I'm glad you're having a good time, but, you know, I wasn't invited to that party. And it feels like you just want to keep reminding me of that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I will check your Instagram and see how great you looked later on.
You know,
at the time of my choosing, right?
Yeah.
So this is one of those things that if you do it now, you're going to be really good at doing it again in life when you have to. And you will have to.
You absolutely will have to.
There's a reason we have a podcast and a book called Crappy Friends. And so learning to speak your mind directly, even when it's your friend that you're telling something to that they may not want to hear, it's a really important life skill. And I'm so glad that you wrote to us and asked for help. And I hope it was helpful. And do let us know how it's going.
Yeah. I'm too old. I guess I'm too old.
Yeah. I don't get a flood of photos sent to me. I don't even have Snapchat.
I don't. But, I mean, you've gone away with other people and have posted things to Facebook. And my response has been like, oh, great. You look like you're having a good time. So, yeah. I mean, I guess that's because I'm older and can see that that's what your intention is just to show us the fun that you're having and you are having a great time and the beauty of where you are, whatever it is. And it's not anything really malicious or anything like that. So I'm able to like move past any of those feelings, which I didn't have to begin with, and just you know, be happy that you're happy.
Right? Yeah, I feel the same way with my other friends. You know, I expect them to have other friends.
Yeah.
It'd be a little creepy if they did not have other friends.
Yeah.
But you don't need to rub their face in it. And that applies to both to both of our letter writers this week. You know, that it's perfectly okay to do things without other people, but you know, you don't have to rub their face in it. You don't have to worry about, you know, is this okay that we're not inviting Make It Stop and Natasha? Of course it's okay. You know, of course it's okay. They get to go out without you, but it's time to, you know, draw some boundaries and be able to speak your mind about your feelings. Thanks for listening. Send your letters to theladies@crappyfriends.net. And please consider leaving us a review.
Crappy Friends is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Find more podcasts you'll love at frolic.media/podcasts.
I'm Kristen Higgins.
And I'm Joss Day.
And we're best friends.
Forever.